my loving God. He is the rock in which I abide. He is my song in the daytime and my peaceful rest at night. He is my portion.
Your heads and take the hand of the person standing next beside you. Just wait in the Lord for a moment. Let the love of God flow. Feel the warmth of that hand in yours. Be aware of the warmth of God's love, His touch upon your life, His touch upon your body. The Father wants to renew you this morning. He wants to give you hope where discouragement has crept in this week. He wants to give you strength where fear has come in. He wants to renew you this morning. Where you're weary, He gives power. Where you're sick, He brings healing. Some of you have faced hopeless situations, but our God is a God of hope who breaks through those walls and moves those mountains. He's a God of great desire. His desire is greater than the desire of the evil one who would pull you down. Greater is He who is in you than he who is in the world. Now this morning, be touched by Jesus. Just allow your life to be filled with the love of the Holy Spirit. Be touched by Jesus this morning. He's touching you right now. Receive all that He's giving you right now. This is the reason He's brought you here to this place, is to touch you.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Well,
Jesus, we praise and bless you this morning for your love, your wonderful, precious love, which is being poured out upon us. Our hearts are filled with praise because of what you're doing to us this morning and what you're doing with us this morning. And so we come this morning to rejoice and to praise your name and to lift our voices to you in all praise and glory which belongs to you. Hallelujah. Let's stand and praise the Lord together.
I will magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. I will magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, and blessed be the rock, and blessed God of my salvation be exalted. Hosanna. Blessed be the rock, and may the God of my salvation be exalted. I will magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. I will magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, and blessed be the rock, and
standing before the Lord for a moment. A prayer that we've been singing, and it has been a prayer, set my spirit free, that I might worship thee. Let all bondage go. Let deliverance flow. God knows how much we want to be free. The cry of every man's heart is the cry of freedom. It's the cry of the slave. It's the cry of those who are imprisoned. It's the cry of those who are behind barbed wire. It's the cry of those who are in the communist nations. We want to be free. We want to be free. And yet, because of the bondage, there's no deliverance. Jesus Christ sets us free. Jesus Christ opens the door of the heart and sets us free. And where all kinds of sin, all kind of bondage has burdened us and locked the door, it's Jesus who opens the door. The key of his love fits into the door of your heart and swings wide. And you as a person can emerge free. You can be free. You don't have to carry that load any longer. You don't have to carry that burden anymore. Jesus has come to set you free. You don't have to walk in sin any longer. You don't have to hide in the shadows any longer. You don't have to wear a mask any longer and pretend to be something. Jesus has set you free. He's come to take the mask away. He's come to take the shackles away. He's come to take the cuffs off your wrists. He's come to set you free and to tie you with a bond of love to the heart of the Father, where real freedom is. Would you be free this morning? Some of you have come into this room and you've carried a whole lot of burdens with you. You've brought your shackles with you. And the Spirit of God is here this morning to break those shackles and to set you free. Right where you are, right where you are, with a commitment of your heart of just saying, yes, Lord, just saying, yes, Lord, you can be set free. What is the burden you've brought with you this morning? What have you carried into this place? He wants to set you free. If some of you want to slip down to this altar and let some of us pray with you, you can do that if you want to. There's something that you're carrying right now, a great big burden that you want off, and just let some of us join our faith with your desire. You may not even have the faith to believe it can be lifted, but you have a great desire. And we'll put our faith to work with your desire, and that burden will be lifted from you right now. You want to make your way out and come on down and kneel here, right here at this front, just for a moment. Some of the leaders of this church will come, and all we'll do is lay on hands and pray for you, and you'll be healed this morning. You'll be delivered this morning. You'll be set free this morning. Let us join with you in that. Let us stand with you. Just make your way out from where you are. Slip on down here. Somebody's passing you on the way out. Touch them as they come by. Will you do that? Lay a hand on them and pray for them as they go by you. Just bless them in the name of the Lord as they come by. Hallelujah. And we're going to join hands here and pray right here at the front.
Yeah.
set me up upon a rock to behold the beauty of the Lord and to invite in His temple to
be seated, but sing with us.
Freely, freely you have received. Freely, freely give. Go in my name and be
Yeah. For me, lifter of my head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. And he heard me out of his holy hill. My glory and lifter of my head. My glory and lifter of my head. For thou, Lord, art a shield for me.
My glory and the lifter of my head.
I cried unto the Lord with my voice. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. And he heard me out of his holy hill. My glory and the lifter of my head. My glory and the lifter of my head. For thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. My glory and the lifter of my head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. Cried unto the Lord with my voice. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. And he heard me out of his holy hill. My glory and the lifter of my head. Hallelujah. And the lifter of my head. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. Glory and the lifter of my head.
Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. He's my rock. He's my fortress. He's my deliverer.
Praise your name, O Jesus. Praise your name, O Jesus. You're my rock. You're my fortress. You're my deliverer.
Worship and to praise the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that God has honored and exalted him high and above all others, lifted him up, and that he's sitting now on the right hand of God in the heavenlies, that he's the mediator between God and man, that all of our prayers are to be spoken in his name. They're to be channeled through him, that he is our older brother, that he is our advocate. He is the heir, and because of his heir's place, we are joint heirs with him. He has opened the door to heaven. He's the way. He's the truth. He's the life. He's the door by which we enter into the Father. And so we praise his name this morning. We're not ashamed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, for it's the power of God to salvation. So worship him. Bless him this morning in your own life and in your own heart. For whatever reason God has brought you here, think about Jesus for a moment and be willing to praise him, to speak his name, and to worship him this morning. For he is Lord. He's Lord. He is Lord.
Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. He's my rock. He's my fortress. He's my rock. desperate.